Music by the Italian Baroque composer Giuseppe Valentini. He lived from 1681 until 1753. And that was his Sinfonia, Opus 1, Number 12, the so-called Christmas Sinfonia, as performed by the Northwest Chamber Orchestra of Seattle, conducted by Alan Francis. Well, here is the weather forecast for the Princeton area from the National Weather Service. Today, showers mainly before 4 p.m., and there will be patchy fog before 2 p.m. Temperature rising to near 54 by 10 a.m., then falling to around 41 during the remainder of the day. It will be breezy with a northwest wind, 14 to 22 miles per hour, becoming southwest in the morning. Chance of precipitation today is 80%. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 19, and tomorrow, Monday, sunny and cold with a high near 33. We currently have light rain and 56 degrees at Mercer County Airport in Trenton. WPRB wants you to know that the Friends of Princeton Open Space is a nonprofit tax-exempt organization dedicated to acquiring open space for preservation, protecting natural resources, maintaining and extending trails, and providing environmental education. For more information about the group and the extended network of nature trails they have created around the Princeton area, visit www.fopos.org. Again, that's www.fopos.org. And this has been a community announcement from WPRB Princeton, community-supported independent radio. Well, I just want to tell you a little bit about John Solomon's upcoming marathon, his famous 25-hour holiday radio show. It begins at 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Saturday, December 24th, and goes nonstop until 6 p.m. Eastern Time on Christmas Day. It all happens right here on WPRB 103.3 FM or online at www.wprb.com. For the 28th time, John Solomon will host a Christmas marathon program. During the course of the show, you'll hear over 300 different holiday songs with zero repeats, plus an assortment of surprise guests throughout the program. If you have a song you want to submit for this year's marathon, do email John at john@wprb.com. That's John, J-O-N, at WPRB.com.
There, miss. You see, the heterodynes are feeding back into the stimulus reaction activators, causing non-snaps of the motor control resistor units.
Oh, that's good.
No, lady, that's bad. But your regenerative circuits are tuned asynchronously, and that causes concatenation in the intermediate amplifiers.
Well, that's bad, isn't it?
No, that's good.
Double Plus Good with Liz Bott. Every Thursday from 5 until 7 on WPRB, Princeton.
From now on, I don't think there'll be the slightest trouble with your robot. Your domestic problems are completely solved.
Well, good morning. The time is 4 minutes after 8 on Sunday, December 18th. And you are tuned to WPRB, Princeton, New Jersey. Community-supported independent radio at 103.3 FM. Or online around the world at www.wprb.com. Welcome to a special edition of Classical Discoveries. I am your host, Marvin Rosen, and I'm sitting in for Sandy today. I will be with you until 10 a.m. Well, today is the third program of my annual Christmas trilogy, A Medieval, Renaissance, and Baroque Christmas. Now, this part of the Christmas trilogy will actually be in two sections. The second show, devoted to early Christmas music, will air this Wednesday morning between 5:30 and 11. Hope you are all enjoying the first of these two programs of early holiday music, and I want to take this opportunity to thank you so much for joining me on this Sunday morning.
Oh,
Music by the late medieval English composer Lionel Power, who lived from around 1370 until 1445. That was his Gloria, as performed by members of Blue Heron, conducted by Scott Metcalf. And that was from a compact disc produced by the ensemble titled Christmas in Medieval England. Later this hour, we will be going to music of Cristoforo Carasana and Christoph Bernhard. For now, though, let's go to Poland and go to a composition by Marcin Mielczewski, who lived from around 1600 until 1651. He was a composer in the Warsaw Royal Chapel and actually quoted popular Polish folk tunes in some of his works. He is one of the most well-known Polish composers of the 17th century. We listen now to the Magnificat on the third tone by Marcin Mielczewski, as performed by Muzykę Antiquę Collegium Varsoviense, and the conductor is Liliana Stawarz. Once again, music by the 17th century Polish composer Marcin Mielczewski.
Magnificat, anima
mea,
music of Polish composer Marcin Mielczewski, who lived from around 1600 until 1651. That was his Magnificat on the third tone, as performed by members of Musicae Antiquae, Collegium Varsoviense, and the conductor was Liliana Stawarz. Music of Polish composer Marcin Mielczewski. Cristoforo Carassana was from the Italian Baroque and lived from around 1640 until 1709. He was an early representative of the Neapolitan operatic school and is remembered today for his cantatas, especially those for the Nativity season. But we are going to listen to one of these works now. This is the cantata La Veglia, as performed by I Turchini, conducted by Antonio Florio. This is music for the holiday season by Italian composer Cristoforo Carassana.
Thank you. Cade il sol dal paradiso per incanto. Venga solo, amore, guerra, pace, vincere, cuore, gioca all'ombra, il mio bel sole.
Music by the Italian Baroque composer Cristoforo Carassana, who lived from around 1640 until 1709. He is remembered today for his cantatas, especially those for the Nativity season, and we just heard one of those works now. That was the cantata La Veglia, as performed by I Turchini, conducted by Antonio Florio, music by Cristoforo Carassana. Well, I would like you to know that you can visit my website if you want more detailed information about any of the selections played today on this early music edition of Classical Discoveries. The address on my site is www.classicaldiscoveries.org. The detailed playlist, as well as the MP3 audio sound files for today's program, will be posted on my website by this evening. Also, if you have any comments or questions, feel free to email me directly at marvinrosen@classicaldiscoveries.org. Again, that's marvinrosen@classicaldiscoveries.org. The time is 8:35, and we move on now to one of the real vocal gems of the 17th century. This is music by Tarquinio Merula.
Dormi, dormi, dormi,
What an incredible gem from the early Baroque. That was a composition by Italian composer Tarquinio Merula, who lived from 1595 until 1665. You were just listening to the canzonetta Horace Tempo di Dormire. Now it is time to sleep. In our performance, you heard soprano Maria Cristina Kier, along with members of La Fenice, and that was from a Ricercar compact disc devoted to holiday music from the time of Claudio Monteverdi. In fact, that's the fifth volume from the Heritage of Monteverdi series on the Ricercar label, one of my favorite collections of early holiday music. Once again, that was a selection by Tarquinio Merula. We move now to Germany as we proceed to a selection of Christoph Bernhard, who lived from 1627 until 1692. He studied in Italy and was employed in Dresden for many years. We go now to, well, another favorite. This is one of my favorite works for the holiday season. This is the Christmas Cantata of Christoph Bernhard, as performed by soprano Helen Kwan, along with the Hamburg soloists, conducted by Emil Kleene.
Thank you.
music of German composer Christoph Bernhard, who lived from 1627 until 1692. That was his Christmas cantata, as performed by soprano Helen Kwan, along with a Hamburg soloist conducted by Emil Kleene. Music of Christoph Bernhard. Well, we move back in time now to the Polish Middle Ages. Mikołaj of Radom was from the early 15th century and worked in Krakow. This is his Magnificat, as performed by members of Ars Nova, conducted by Jacek Urbaniak. Music from the Polish Middle Ages.